Layla, this one's called The Sad, Lonesome, and Unfortunately Totally Necessary Death of Mark Uji Kramer, and it goes like this. About the sad, untimely death of a legend in his time. Talking about Mark Uji Kramer, a good friend of mine. Yeah, we let him engineer our record, but when we wouldn't let him produce it, we started. He had a problem with that, so we went to another thing. We went right to another label. We just had to leave the country. We went straight to Belgium. We had to do something about the sad situation that was happening at hand. We went right to Belgium, where they have all those statues of the urinating little boy.
I love it.
Yeah. Scotty got a camera. I got a bad dose, but when we were walking around Belgium, we ran into this hitman, this European mob dude who was kind of psychotic. He was walking all over Amsterdam, and then he went straight to Belgium. He was smuggling stuff that wasn't the theme of tonight's show, and we tried to persuade him to stop in his tracks because he had to just get rid of all of those things that he was doing that were not correct, and we were the ones to straighten him out, and we did like this. Well, this guy told us something that I didn't want to believe, but he had so many facts to back up his story that I had to believe him. And it was about how one day his phone had rang, and on the end of the line there was this guy who knew us. His name was Mark Uji Kramer, and he said, I got a problem here in New York I want you to take care of. I want you to finish off some boys. They're in my way. Yeah, I want you to take care of them with horrible rumors about drugs. And I want you to try to implicate them into some kind of religious sex scandal. And furthermore, if we can tie them into that Robert Chambers thing, that would be good too. Yeah, and they were the ones that were out there picketing for homosexual rights in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral. And everything they do is wrong. Can you come over here and do something about it? And the hitman said, yeah, I can do something, Mark, for you. I'm gonna sign up the Work Dogs to do an album or two.
But Rob, get to the point.
Well, it's time to talk. Time to talk about what he did. He said things that weren't true, and we are renowned as New York's number one truth-telling, non-lying, totally honest, and completely sensitive to the needs of the modern American female rock band.
Got it, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, New York's number one anti-drug sex experience and number one Rambo-type headband. Yeah, we don't mess around, in other words.
Sure.
No. So when this guy told us all his business, we said, yeah. We told him if he would just send a check to my house, everything would be all right. I'm sure we could work it on out. We'd agree to go away for 6 months' time, and Mark would have a chance to get famous, but it doesn't seem to have worked. Oh, and so we're back, baby. Yeah, that's right, we're back. More real than ever. More real than yesterday's Daily News. More real than tomorrow's New York Post. I like my meat with salt on it, and please put sour cream on my baked potato.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, every evening, about midnight till 3. Every evening, just about midnight till 3. You gotta turn off your TV, turn off your TV, turn off your TV. Oh yeah, I just had some tea. Put a little old line of that lemonade on my tea. Yeah, my tea. I just wanna tell you, mighty, mighty, mighty is the way to be. That's the right way to be now. Well, we had to bury him 6 feet in the ground. And the saddest thing was there wasn't nobody around. He went down into a pauper's grave in his little old smiling car. He was down, down and out, just like a little old rock and roll star. He was cool, but baby, we're as hot as can be. That's right. We are Chernobyl, baby. You better just get the hell away from me. That's right. I am radiation, baby. Yeah, radiation gonna burn you. That's right. I'm radiation. Radiation gonna burn you. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna melt down a couple records or two. Well, the first record we looked at was how many dogs can you put into a Volkswagen? And you know, the first thing we noticed was that those things didn't have to be live, so we just took them, put them right through the meat processor. We were able to grind up, baby, 10,000 dogs, put them in a Volkswagen Bug. Down by law, we were able to chew them up like we wanted to. That's right, we're the work dogs. We got the news for you.
Yes, brother.
We got front page news, page 6 news, editorial page, blues, blues, blues. Everything's gonna come down tonight. Yeah, time to go. Say hey, hey, all right. Hey, hey, all right. Say hey, say hey,
hey.
That's the Willie Mays Blues.
Hey, hey.
You know what Nancy Reagan said? Just say hey.
Hey.
Hey is good for you.
Hey, Nancy.
Yeah, we love you, Mama.
Looking fine.
You are so fine. You should see her boogalooing in the studio right now.
Woo!
Yeah, ever since we've been on this anti-drug sex thing, Nancy's been our number one fan. Yeah, ever since we've been number one in the anti-drug thing around this land, Nancy and Ronnie are boogalooing too. Everybody in Radio Land, how about you? We'll rock when we want to, where we rock when we want, when we want to. When we want to talk, we talk to you. Yeah, Samoa on lead talking vocals. Yeah. When I came to FMU tonight, I felt the air conditioner on and everything was all right. They locked me in this little argon box they call a studio. And there's nobody on the telephone. So baby, let's get on with the show now. Yeah, here we go for you. We're the work dogs, honey, baby.
Woo, 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 woo.
Ow! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Woo!
Uh-huh! Whoa! Yeah, uh-huh! Whoa, 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 whoa! Oh, I think it's about time we let Layla get back to the show. What do you say, Scotty?
Layla, you on time?
I'm gonna do it now. Well, well, I dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long. A mighty mess, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long if you survive her. Well, now I'm the king of everything. I got I gotta be high before I can swing. Light a tea, mess with me if you survive. If you survive, yeah, uh-huh. Here we go, Layla. You can have it back now. We're just gonna fade it out. Yeah, you can have it back. It's all yours, baby, because these handcuffs are hurting my wrist. Please take them off. Please take them off.